Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every week we have some of the most advanced, insightful teachings on the planet, and we're here to support you on your journey. Hello, Sabrina. How are things going in Colorado today?
Absolutely stunning. It's absolutely beautiful here. How about you?
Oh, it's interesting. It's foggy here, and it's a little bit snowy. There's a little bit of snow, and it's really strange here because we had snow, a light dusting of snow, about a week and a half ago. Now, in the wintertime, despite the fact that we're so far north, we don't get a lot of snow. We get enough warming from the water that, you know, it's typically in the 40s and rainy. Well, what's happened is we've got this inversion over us, and it's stayed cold, and it gets foggy, and what happens is the snow starts to grow from the fog. The snow's not falling out of the sky, but the snow is actually growing on the ground, right? And to make things even weirder, there's this weird kind of inversion layer, and 5,000 feet up on Mount Rainier, apparently the other day, yesterday, I guess it was like 64 degrees. High hills of Olympia, it was 72 degrees, but down at sea level, it's been around freezing, so it's just bizarre, but you know, it looks like winter, and that's always fun.
Yeah, at least it's true to its season, but yeah, snow building upon itself, that just doesn't sound like something I want to experience.
Especially living in Colorado.
Well, at 10,000 feet, especially in the mountains.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I sometimes feel like the snow does build upon itself.
Yeah, but you get lots of snow there, don't you?
Yes, we do, but actually it's quite, you know, we've had not enough snow so far this year, and my youngest daughter was just commenting this morning about, you know, we have bare patches on our land, which isn't really typically from late November through almost May. We don't see most of our property.
Wow.
Just it's buried in snow, but that's just not the case. So, but true to form, we'll probably end up with, you know, the 7 foot of snow in March, like we have here before. So who knows?
I remember coming there to help teach a seminar years ago, to Denver. It was April, and it snowed, and we were worried about people. I think some people actually could not get to the seminar because of the snow.
There was a few, but most people did make it, and that's the thing. You know, we just deal with those wet, heavy spring snows when they happen, and grateful for the moisture when we do get it.
Right, right.
But yeah, I remember that snow. We actually had damage up here at our house with the trampoline, the trees falling on the trampoline.
Oh, heavy. My goodness. Yeah. So today is an auspicious day, isn't it?
It is indeed. You know, we have a wonderful leader that we all recognize on this wonderful day and, you know, unfortunately died of tragic death. But it seems like some of the really popular, well, maybe not so popular people who have a very powerful message tend to be taken out early on.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. And I think that, you know, I kind of wonder if people, you know, who play some of these important roles actually have a soul contract, because I think that sometimes the abrupt death and the horrific, you know, ending of his life when he was in his prime of moving things forward helped illuminate his goals, his mission. But you know, you wonder, did Dr. Martin Luther King actually have a soul contract to leave early?
Well, it's probably one of those things that we'll never really know the answer to, not in our human form anyway.
Right.
But yes, it does seem to underscore the information in their teachings. And I also think when someone is coming forth from that place of heart-centered connectedness, of sharing something so important, it does put them on a pedestal to be taken down, because it also evokes the opposite, you know, that
right
duality that we live in.
Oh, yes. Actually, it does bring up the shadow side, too, sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes, we've definitely seen that. And, you know, I see and embrace my own shadow side, so I'm not, like, you know, throwing stones here, but seeing people actually rise with a great deal of wisdom and then find out that they're misbehaving in a lot of ways, it's kind of a little earth-shattering on some level, but in another way, it just goes to show that we humans are really a mix, and we can do wonderful things with the goodness within us, but we also have to understand that we have an ego, we have wounds, we really are whole and imperfect in a sense because of the duality.
That is so true. And, you know, learning, boy, becoming comfortable embracing my imperfections has been a journey for me, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm still working on that one. Oh, my gosh.
It's a daily thing. It really is, honestly. And, you know, I don't know why I struggle with it sometimes, and it's easier some days more than others, but mm-hmm. It seems like, you know, it's just a natural part of who we are. When we came into human form, we took on the role of no longer being in our perfect state of being.
Right, right. And so that we could, you know, basically expand, see the contrast, see, and also learn to love ourselves, because I think that we tend to focus so much on the imperfections and our sense of not being whole, so to speak, that it doesn't allow us to kind of embrace our connectedness and doesn't allow us to feel worthy of the love and expansion that each of us is worthy of.
That's so true. That's really true. And I think that's what we're all learning to do together, and to remind each other that, you know, we are human, we are imperfect, and we do have these shadow sides, and that's okay, that it's all part of this lovely whole of who we are in its totality. And that's an amazing thing to do, and to get into that place of knowingness.
Yes. And it's interesting, because for me, within my life, what I've noticed is that there will be a certain area of my life where I'll start to develop great comfort in being imperfect. I remember once upon a time being terrified to do public speaking, for instance, whether I was getting up on stage or, you know, doing an interview on the radio. And now I've gotten really comfortable with this. And I know that if I'm imperfect, and God knows I am plenty of times on the radio or up on stage teaching, it's okay. And I can have accepted that. But it's funny, because I still have a lot of discomfort with not being perfect in my body and not being totally comfortable with myself physically. And recently, there were a couple of people who came to my office to take some photos. And it's a cover story that's going to be in next month's New Spirit Journal, which is like a really big deal. And I'm perfectly comfortable in the interview and speaking my truth and sharing things related to my mission. But oh my God, when it came time to take the pictures, I thought I was going to die. You know, it's like my throat's tightening. I'm thinking, you know, am I going to look fat? Am I going to look old? Oh. I mean, it just like brought up all these insecurities. It's like, oh my God, when did I develop these? Right? You know, what, maybe age 6, age 12? Who knows? And there they still are.
Yes, and it's so true. We're our own worst critics, and we'll see those imperfections in our images of ourselves in either photos or videos or any of those things. And other people are going, what are you talking about?
I know, I know, I know.
And we feel absolutely horrified that that's out there in the world.
Yes,
a three-headed monster.
I know, and that's those voices within. You know, most of them are just darn annoying and very destructive. But as you and I teach in our Authenticity Rising workshops, becoming aware of those voices is very important in terms of empowering ourselves to move forward in new ways and authentic ways.
Yes, I think learning to make peace with that inner critic, you know, and keeping it in check. And the awareness, it comes back to that awareness. Having that awareness makes all the difference in the world, because without it, you're just constantly in that state of, oh, gosh, just throwing stones at yourself. It's so damaging.
I know.
It really is.
It is. And I remember years ago, it was back when I was facing cancer and I was working on healing myself. You know, I didn't have any medical options at that point. And so the therapist I was seeing, she said, have you ever taken, you know, much time off? And I'm like, no, maybe a week here, a week there. She says, take an entire month off. And I thought, this is crazy. But I did it. And one of the first things I noticed is when I awakened in the morning, I had the inner critic going, oh, you should have done this. And, oh, you messed up on that. And, oh, these regrets and criticism. And this was what was going on in my head before I ever opened my eyes and got out of bed.
Did that inner voice start to subside after a while?
Well, yes. I mean, it's definitely much improved, but I'd still have to be aware of what's going on in my mind. I think that, you know, playing the role of observer within our own lives is an incredibly powerful tool, because we then say, oh, there's that inner critic again. And yes, once you heal the certain wounds, it really does help to shift things within the mind. But you still have to be kind of diligent in your awareness, you know, in order to sort of hear the negativity when it does pop up. Because new things that will trigger the old stuff sometimes.
Oh, yes. Those fun little growth opportunities that we're given when something new comes into our awareness that triggers all of those things from our past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when talking about these things, it actually brings us back to our topic at hand. You know, I think that each of us really does have a dream, and it doesn't have to be a big dream, you know, like ending racism on the planet or, you know, healing, you know, a certain kind of cancer. But each of us in our authenticity is connected to a mission on some level, and that may just be, you know, about connecting with certain people. It may be, you know, bringing up a family, but we have a mission. And the question is, are we fulfilling our dreams?
And that's a wonderful question, because most often, no. And that means that we're just letting something stand in our way, and it's usually us.
Yes. And we're going to talk more about what gets in the way of our stepping into our dreams and traveling to the authentic expansion when we return. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we're talking about when you have a dream that doesn't, it keeps eluding you somehow because you're not lining up to it for whatever reasons, and how to overcome those challenges and obstacles in your way. Now, I know for me, one of my dreams is to get out there in the world more fully and make a difference and help inspire and uplift other people, which is what we do through the radio show, what we do, Christine and I do through Authenticity Rising workshops and my own workshops. But I created videos yesterday because it was such a beautiful day on top of the mountain. And one was an invite to an upcoming workshop, and the other one was just information on staying present in the moment. And they turned out really well. They're short videos. But I'm still so critical of them. I mean, I see the hair that's out of the place, the shadows on the face, you know, the wrinkles around the eyes.
And yet you've posted those videos, right?
I did. You're right. I did. I did.
So
if I couldn't, I have to overcome those. But it's that's the thing, that awareness when it comes in, it's like, what's more important? I can't possibly create the absolute ideal perfect media that I'm going to be 100% comfortable with. I don't, you know, I have to just line up to it vibrationally and say, this is it, this is good. And other people are seeing it differently anyway.
Well, you know, I've heard interviews with some of the most popular authors, some of the most magnificent authors on the planet, who say that when they reread a certain passage, they realize they should have worded things a little differently. It's true for everybody. People who are sharing their gifts in really big ways, people who are working their way to their dreams or living their dreams. And so the critic is going to be there. You know, we just have to accept that. And yet you moved through some of your fear and you said, okay, there's that self-critic, and you moved through it, which is great.
Yes, and that's the thing. We have to keep moving through it. Otherwise, we're just going to be held back, and that doesn't feel good at all. Nothing is more emptying in your life than to have a dream that you feel is completely out of reach because you're so paralyzed with fear of moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, from my perspective, if your dream is heart-based, something that really resonates with who you are and, you know, your mission and whatever, you know, the mission doesn't have to be with capital M, you know, whatever your goal is in life. If it's connected, then it exists there in the field, vibrationally speaking. And it's just a matter of what do you need to eliminate to, what vibrations do you need to eliminate in order to sort of align with that vibration of your dream? And part of that, as you were saying, relates to, you know, listening to the inner voices and walking through that inner critic. I mean, sometimes the inner critic can be helpful, you know? But more often than not, the inner critic is just toxic, basically trying to keep us small, trying to dim our light. And so you need to walk through that. But what other things do you do, Sabrina, when you're working towards your dream?
Well, one of the things initially, I agree with you completely that once you have the vision or the download or the idea, it's out there in the field and ready for you to align to it. So for me, there are times when action is necessary, but it has to come from that state of inspired action, not the motivated action.
Right. Now, explain to our listeners what the difference is, because it's a very important difference.
Well, yeah, the motivated action is how I lived my life previously. Mm-hmm. I had a to-do list. I had certain goals. I had certain beliefs that I had to actually do specific things in order to create and do my job well.
Right.
And so I had a lot of action in my life, but then that also had a lot of stress and anxiety and frustration at that time too, because I felt like I was a hamster on a wheel. I really wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't moving forward. Now, inspired action is a whole different ballgame, and you and I have played with this. This is actually how the Authenticity Rising workshop downloaded for us is,
right.
is from a place of inspired action, where we can get into alignment. And what I mean by alignment is lining up to that inner being within the fullness of the being that we are, that non-physical, the soul, right. the spirit, whatever you choose to call. And you can align in different ways. Some do it very quickly and easily through deep breathing techniques. You can do it by listening to uplifting music, journaling, and writing out your thoughts and aligning to your vision. It's a wonderful way to do that as well. So there are many different ways, and you get to play with whatever resonates with you. But when you're in that state of alignment, then when you are motivated, or actually inspired is the right word, when you're inspired, the action is more like play. It's not like effort.
Yes. And it's not about should, but wants, desires. Because the motivated action is like, I should go exercise. I should do these things, you know, to get this done. And the inspired action is more about, this feels right in this moment. And doesn't mean that there aren't going to be certain things that have to be done that take time and, you know, aren't a whole lot of fun. But more often than not, that the inspired action makes things easy. It's like being in the flow is the way I think of it.
Right, exactly. And it usually comes when you're in a state of appreciation. So if you're having a hard time finding things are flowing easily for you, find things to appreciate. And in your appreciation, that will open up some of the flow.
Right. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense.
Because trust me, I don't really enjoy doing laundry. And I can approach it one of two ways, and it's always my attitude that makes the difference. And the time is still the same. I still spend the same amount of time doing laundry. Now I can do it from a place of being grateful and appreciating that I have these modern conveniences available to me, and I'm not going to a river and beating it on rocks and hanging it to dry, unless that's uh-huh. what brings you joy. Well,
no,
I know I
you.
Meant the hanging up to dry, because there's a lot of right. people that enjoy hanging their clothes out in the sunshine.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know, I just don't have the clotheslines or the location to do that, but I probably wouldn't anyway.
Right.
I'm more about the convenience. So we can approach things through the state of appreciation, which really does seem to open up new avenues of creation.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because I was just doing some writing yesterday about back when I was facing cancer and the medical doctors didn't have anything to offer me at the time, you know, I was working in a variety of ways to try to heal myself. And one of the things I did is I changed my diet. I changed it drastically. And it went from being a vegetarian diet where there was some junk food to it was still fairly vegetarian, but it was very restrictive. I'm not even going to say what it is. But there were all these good foods and bad foods. And okay, you need to eat like this and don't eat that, don't eat that, don't eat that, don't eat that. And so there I was, you know, implementing this. And I realized at one point that every piece of food I was putting in my mouth was being consumed based on a should, an external should. Mm. And I had a lot of fear associated with food. So every time I was eating, I was actually ingesting fear. And I thought, oh my gosh. You know, this fear's got to be really toxic. I've got to shift things. And so I did. And I decided that it was much better for me to be ingesting the joy associated with eating some frozen yogurt when I felt inspired to have some frozen yogurt than it was for me to ingest the fear associated with thinking of it as bad and avoiding it. So, you know, the inspired action can actually be applied within the context of the healthy habits that we choose.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, whatever we think about and however we perceive something, we're going to have those effects playing out in our lives. You know, a belief is your truth. So whatever your belief is, that's your truth. And that's also your point of attraction.
Yes, absolutely. It shifts our vibration. And yeah, and that's what we pull in, you know, the thing we're afraid of or the thing that we're resisting. And so, yeah, the fear gets in the way of aligning with what it is we want to achieve. That's not to say that we're not going to have fears come up, you know. As I was eating in more inspired ways, I still had some underlying fear that I was not going to heal. And of course, eventually I did heal myself of cancer without any medical treatment. But, you know, whatever goal we're going after, whatever dream we want to have unfold within our lives, you know, we just can't be living in the fear most of the time. It's a matter of trying to stay vibrationally aligned with that heart connection to what it is we want to manifest.
And that's it. The fear will always prevent us from achieving our dreams or anything that we want in our lives. It's always the opposite of what we want to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's darn powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it's so powerful. Don't you wish you had a magic wand?
Oh, gosh, yes.
I know, if I had a genie appear and I had three wishes, I'd like my fears to go away.
Yeah, except the fears of things like falling off the edge of the cliff. Those fears that are in human form are very...
Well,
very...
at least I have a strong common sense, so I don't think I'll be standing at the edge of the cliff, although I do.
Yeah. But... Well, it's time for another break, but when we come back, Sabrina, let's chat more about how to vibrationally align with our dreams so that we can manifest them. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and I love what we're talking about today, about manifesting our dreams and letting those obstacles and challenges just easily remove from our path. And we've been talking about the inner critic a little bit, but Christine, what about those other voices, the actual ones that are coming from the physical people around us about our dreams and what they have to say?
Oh gosh, yes. Well, oftentimes they're at least as bad as the inner critic. depending on how much in alignment your friends and family are. Of course, we don't choose our family. No offense to those family members who may be listening right now.
They're probably not vibrationally aligned to our show.
Could be true. But the thing is, Sabrina, it just seems like we have to place the highest value on the inspired part voice within. And yes, sometimes our friends and family, the external voices, our colleagues, you know, may have something very pertinent to share, but oftentimes they're the biggest doubters.
Mm-hmm. So maybe not share our dreams with others might be a good thing at first till we get a little solid footing.
Sometimes, yeah, that's a great idea. And, you know, when I went to heal myself of cancer, I was telling that story earlier, for the first year, I didn't tell my parents or my siblings that I had cancer because I thought they're going to be real naysayers to the approach that I'm taking, and they're going to give me a lot of energy about, oh, yes, you know, this is deadly disease, you poor thing. And I didn't want that energy keeping me from staying aligned to my goal, my dream of having a healthy body.
That was probably a really good choice that you made there, Christine, because you know, we have to sometimes be cautious, and that's that, you know, we can't necessarily choose our family, as you said, but we can choose our friends and our support network.
Yeah. Although it's interesting because I think that sometimes people don't understand that we can shift the friendships in our life. You know, it's like, oh, well, we've been friends for 12 years now, or we've been friends since high school. You know what? Friends can change, and I encourage people to sort of pay attention and see who really resonates. If you met this person right now, would you be friends with them?
And if not, that's great advice, because because you've been best friends since childhood doesn't mean that, yes, you can still be friends, but that doesn't mean that that person's going to be your confidant, so to speak, the one that you really go to. And I can tell you, in these last few years for me, it used to be that it was typically, you know, when you're in school or you're in a work setting, your friends tend to be who you're in the same rooms with. You know, you find those friendships.
Friends of convenience, I call them. Friends of
convenience.
Then
when you grow up and you escape the world, like I have and you have, you find friends through different avenues. And those friendships come in, I find, at places and times when I really need them the most. And they can be very powerful and strong, but then they easily just go away after they've served their purpose. And it's not to say that that person is no longer important to me. It's just that their role in my life is different.
Right. And that it's it's very, very important to continually assess that. And also, if a friendship is dying, to allow it to experience a natural death, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, that's not always easy when we are clinging to so many things that in our lives, and we feel like, especially if something has brought us joy, to be able to just let that go easily.
Yeah, and part of it is our attachment to the past. Like, this made me feel really good once upon a time, therefore I still want it here now, even though it doesn't feel good in the moment.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, that brings us back to that present moment awareness. And in that present moment, that's when we can become aligned with who we are and taking that time to connect. We can do that through that present moment awareness. Otherwise, we just tend to go with the whatever's thrown our way.
Right, right. And then we're coming from a place of reaction as opposed to inspired action.
Yes. And I saw something recently on what's the difference between responding and reacting.
Ah, and what did it say?
Oh, gosh, now let me remember. I opened up my mouth.
Yeah, do that on the radio and people expect to hear more.
I know. So I love, okay, so let me see if I can download this. Okay. Well, things require our response, but we have a choice in how we react.
Yes.
Is the gist of it.
Yeah, and from my perspective, I often will think in terms of a reaction versus reactivity. You know, the reaction is kind of like, okay, well, somebody's asking you to do something, you know, and they've been asking for way too many favors. Your reaction can be just basically say, no, sorry, you know, I don't have time for that. However, if you feel somehow wounded by the nature of this relationship and you feel put upon and martyred or whatever, then if your reaction is very emotional, then it's reactivity. And so, you know, I often will think about the difference. If I'm feeling really emotional, you know, besides like, well, you know, I can't believe they're doing that again, then it's giving me information about where I'm still stuck.
And that information is key. And when we have the awareness, that's what's going to help us move forward and get out of that feeling of stuckness.
Right. Okay, so, you know, if we've got our dream in our hearts, it's connected to something that we feel really inspired about, and we create a vision, you know, whatever it's going to be, we have in our minds what it is we want to create. So what other sorts of things can help us to get from point A to point B?
Well, you know, there's the concept of a vision board, which a lot of people resonate toward. I don't necessarily create a vision board, but I do like to have powerful images and symbolisms around me in different places around my home that really helps me to, I guess, for lack of a better term, to come into alignment, to have a moment of meditation when I see them.
Right. Right. Oh, that's great. So they're just reminders to stay in vibrational alignment with not only with your natural flow of, you know, who you are, you know, human connected to source, but also with your goal.
Yes. And I think back, you know, years ago, you may remember the photographer Kim Anderson, who did those, the little black and white photos of the little children, the boys and girls.
Right.
They were really romantic style. You know, they were cute. Yeah. They would kiss each other on the cheek and things like that. Hold flowers to each other and one another. And it was usually a boy and a girl. And most of his name is Kim, which always threw me off that it was actually a man. But anyway, in most of his photos. And I loved those prints so much. And I actually started collecting them. And it was at a point where my first marriage was ending. And so I had them at work in my office. And then I wasn't really consciously aware of what I was doing. I wasn't consciously creating my reality. But when I attracted my husband, who I'm married to now, these were surrounding me, all these little images of these little couples. And when I cleared out my clutter, one of the things I had realized is I had outgrown these, so to speak. They were no longer speaking to me the way that they once did. And so I gifted all of my prints and different sculptures and things to a friend of mine who just loved them as much as I did at one time.
Uh-huh.
And I realize now afterwards, in hindsight, what I was doing was surrounding myself with that innocent love, that pure love, kind of like that first love, where I attracted my soulmate, unbeknownst to me.
Right. Right. And it was something that felt good. That, and that feel-good piece of it's really important, because let's say, for instance, that you're feeling a real lack because you're you don't own a car. Your car died, whatever. You need a car. If you've got a picture of a car up on a vision board or on your refrigerator or whatever, if it makes you feel good to look at it, then that's one thing. It can help you to reach that goal. But if by looking at that makes you feel the lack associated with it, then that's going to keep you from, you know, reaching that goal.
Absolutely, because you're focused on the absence of it instead of the it belonging in your life. Of course it's going to keep it away from you. And I think that's a very important point that you're making. Whatever processes and playful things that you integrate in your life, it has to be fun and you have to enjoy it. And you do that as long as it does, because we are constantly changing. And so what serves you at one time isn't necessarily going to serve you throughout.
Right. Absolutely. And for me, you know, I used to do a lot of visualization, a lot of focused visualization. And now in my daily life, I can get into the flow well enough that if something inspires me, then boy, oh boy, if I just focus on it for a moment, not even thinking I'm going to manifest this, but more like, wow, this sounds like fun, or this sounds like it could be right, then it just kind of appears in my life. And sometimes I'm manifesting things like within 30 seconds, 3 minutes, or a day. I mean, it's kind of surprising. So what worked for me once upon a time is something that's working, that is, it's not something I want to choose to do anymore. So it is different, because right. I'm a different person.
And that's the great thing. We're constantly changing and evolving. So, you know, we don't still, although we may access some of our tools from kindergarten, we don't do our kindergarten skills daily, you know?
Right, right. Yes. You know, the other thing that feels really important to me is not to try to plan out, map out how I'm going to reach that goal or, you know, attain my dream, because that allows the universe to, you know, create whatever path is appropriate for me to get there. Because, you know, from this higher level vantage point, they, or the energetics of the universe, knows how to get there. What's the fastest, most direct route to get me there in an inspired way? And if I think I've got to map it out, then it actually interferes with the process.
Yeah, you're right. It slows it down, doesn't it? So detaching from the outcome, I love it.
Yeah, and not always an easy thing to do. But anyway, we're going to chat more when we come back. When we come back, we're also going to do our regular segment, gosh, can't even talk today, our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action. Stay tuned. Sabrina and I will be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we're discussing dreams and how to manifest them. And Christine, you mentioned before we went to break about detaching from the outcome.
Right.
And I love that. That is such an important thing. But I think we've kind of overshot. We haven't told people to ask yet.
Right. You're right.
They need to ask first.
And what a perfect Authenticity Rising into Action task.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yes. So our dare of the week.
Yeah.
I'd like our listeners to actually write out their dream or some way of bringing their dream into the 3D. Writing is probably the best way to do it, but it may be just sharing it with a trusted friend or a confidant.
And, you know, Sabrina, you and I were talking on the break about how important the clarity is, the clarity and the focus, because oftentimes we don't really pay attention to, the information of what it is we really want to create. We're not specific enough.
That's right. Well, and the key, though, too, we want to be as specific as we can with still being in alignment and not being attached.
Right. And with alignment with who we are and what inspires us. By the way, I've got a great quote here that just seems to relate to this. And it's from Abraham Maslow. And he said, "It isn't normal to know what we want. It is a rare and difficult psychological achievement." So that,
no. And I know I saw you post that the other day, and it made me laugh just like it did now, because it is so true. Because I can tell, when you ask somebody, "Well, what is it that you want?" they tend to look at you like a deer stuck in the headlights. Like they have no idea because they've never asked themselves that.
Yes, yes. And it was funny. One day, my therapist asked me, "So, what is it you'd like to manifest in 2013?" And within 45 seconds, I'd probably said about 30 different things.
Yeah,
because I've got that clarity of where I'm going and what it is I want to create. So the question is, if we asked you right now what it is you want to create in this year, what are you inspired to experience and have in your life, would you know exactly what to say? Would you be able to list three things? You know, I think it's really important for everybody to have that list that makes them feel like, not that there's a lack because they don't experience it right now, but rather, this sounds like fun. This would make me feel really good. I would feel really connected to Source if I had this. I would really feel connected to my mission if I experienced that.
Yes, and I agree that we can, there's multiple things that are going to call us, and it's having that life force extracted from us that causes us to want to continue to live and show up every day.
Right. So how does that manifest in your life?
Ooh. How does the life force manifest, or what is it that I want?
Well, no, how does the life force manifest? How do you know it's the life force?
Well, for me, I'm a pretty simple creature. I used to be much more complex than what I am today, which is kind of ironic, because in my growth and expansion, I've become more simple.
That's interesting. And we're not talking simple-minded, mind you.
No, not at all. But my needs and my necessities and the things that I appreciate and that bring me joy are very simple things. And for me, at most, connecting with nature is one of the things that inspires me on all levels. And so I have this kind of yearning or desire to, you know, help the planet be a better place as far as helping to reduce pollution and recycling, and but also beyond that, raise consciousness and awareness of others when I do that for myself. So it's pretty simple for me. I get excited over the little things in life, and I definitely used to be, I think, much more difficult and pleasing because I was always efforting and working so hard for something.
Right. And I think that for me, you know, particularly in my 20s and early 30s, it was more about the external, you know, what career success, what furniture, what kind of home am I living in? And once you acquire some of these things, you begin to recognize, oh my gosh, these aren't things that bring me happiness. It's only if it's really truly connected to me. Now, for instance, I might go into an art store and find a painting that I absolutely love and inspires me. Well, attaining that material possession actually would bring me joy. Mm-hmm. But if it's a matter of, oh, I need to fill up these walls because I need this place to be decorated in a certain way, then it's not the inspired, you know, attaining of the material object. So we really need to ask ourselves, what is in alignment with our mission, with our dream, with source within us?
Yes, exactly. And we keep asking ourselves that as we go, because we're always going to change. I mean, we're going to have some basic goals and dreams that remain throughout our life, but from year to year or year or sometimes month to month, my desires change.
Right. And we need to be okay with that. Just like, you know, allowing friendships to die naturally when it's occurring, allow old versions of ourselves to pass.
Oh, the old versions. I've had a few funerals in my life.
Well, we're really not the same person we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Most definitely not. And thankfully, in many regards, I'm grateful for that.
Right.
I couldn't have gone on living the way I was a decade ago. You know, it wasn't going to be a fun life for me, that's for sure. I would have definitely faced a lot of probably physical adversity and different things if I hadn't had my rollover, which was my wake-up call and my saving grace.
Right, right. And I think that if you're living the exact same life in, you know, in multiple dimensions, same now that you had 10 years ago, then you need to ask yourself, what is it you're not allowing yourself to experience? I mean, we all have that inner yearning for expansion and change and growth.
Right. And I think, you know, once we can step through the fear, just the sky's the limit. So when you're doing your dare of the week and you're putting your dream out there, the sky is the limit. So don't limit yourself. Just reach for the stars. And, you know, if you miss, you're going to hit the moon, right? The opposite.
Right.
If you shoot for the moon, you'll hit the stars at least, something like that. One of those little sayings out there.
But the thing is, it's really important that it is something connected to your heart, not just like, I want to manifest $1 million and I want it now and quickly. it's more about what inspires you, what feels
Absolutely.
Good, what will bring you joy, what will make you feel lighthearted.
And finding that joy and being lighthearted, abundance is the side effect for that.
Right. Absolutely. And by abundance, you mean just material abundance?
Of all things, not just material. I mean, time, energy, well-being, abundance on all levels, not just the cash, which is always nice to have.
Right. Right.
But, you know, on all levels.
Yeah, that makes sense. So figure out what your inspired dream is and visualize it, or create a vision board or write it down, spend a little time in meditation, whatever way you find useful, and then trust and let go.
Yep, then it's time to step aside.
Yes. Speaking of stepping aside, it's time for us to step aside for the next show that's going to be on in a couple of moments. So thanks, Sabrina, for the conversation today. And it's always fun chatting with you.
Oh, it's always great chatting with you. And I hope everyone wants to come to our Authenticity Rising workshop in April, where they can find out more at authenticityrising.com.
Yep. And you can also find us on Facebook, Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And it's been great having you with us here today. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.